fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting with at least 20 Democratic governors at the White House on Wednesday, insisting he will stay in the race. This morning, the president was on Philadelphia radio station WURD, saying he is still convinced he is the best person to beat Donald Trump in November.
The guy I'm running against is a convicted felon who has said he wants to be a dictator on day one, not a joke. He means it.
Tomorrow, Biden sits down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. That interview will air on ABC Friday night. British voters are picking a new government in a parliamentary election that is widely expected to bring the Labour Party to power after 14 years of conservative rule in the UK. Hurricane Beryl swiping southern Jamaica and now bearing down on the Cayman Islands, widespread destruction on Jamaica and other Caribbean islands as well. Severe heat across much of the country this 4th of July, millions under alerts. Death Valley could hit 130 degrees today. This is ABC News.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he knows exactly what he means when Donald Trump remarked about what he called black jobs during last week's debate.
He's talking about black jobs, meaning all the things that blacks can do are manual labor, menial labor. That's what he's doing. That's how he looks at it.
You can hear Earl's entire interview with President Biden Thursday morning between 8 and 10 across the Civic Media Radio Network. The long holiday weekend starts with some long car rides for many in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
AAA expects we'll set a new record here with 1.6 million people traveling in the Badger State. Remember to check 511. Construction projects are paused across the state, but there may still be lane closures in work zones.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Presidential campaigns owe the city of Green Bay over $55,000 for security expenses from the 2024 campaign and the 2016 campaigns. Mayor Eric Genrich's office released the numbers Tuesday. Former President Trump's campaign owes over $33,000 for his visit to the city on April 17th and over $9,000 for his 2016 campaign. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders still owe Green Bay money from their 2016 campaigns as well. Kristen Lierley is the only Democrat in the race to fill Mike Gallagher's seat in the U.S. House of Representatives for the 8th Congressional District.
I care about affordable housing. Some of my patients don't have a place to live. They live in their cars. They live with their parents.
Republicans Andre Jock, Roger Roth, and Tony Weed will compete in the primary in August before their winner challenges Lierley in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Brewers shut out the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. It's the crew's first shutout victory in Colorado since 2005. Christian Yelich with another home run and being named a starter in the upcoming All-Star game.
Yeah, not a bad day and a win, you know. So all in all, a pretty good day. We'll always take that and, you know, great job from the guys.
Catcher William Contreras, also named a starter for the National League team. Colin Ray pitching 7 scoreless innings and the crew making a trade to get some help in the bullpen. They send minor league infielder Gregory Barrios to Tampa Bay for 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale. He'll likely be in the starting rotation. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have signed a free agent from the Lakers. It's small forward Taurean Prince, 6'5", 30 years old, averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances last year for Los Angeles, where he played for Darvin Ham, now an assistant coach for Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep it
clean. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker. I'll tell you that.
Wow, that's unbelievable. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wiss.fm.
Partly cloudy this morning, scattered thunderstorms possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 85, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 65 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high tomorrow near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this 4th of July. I hope your day is going well, at least to start with here. And whatever you got planned today, John and Jim wish you all the best. Enjoy it with family and friends. Celebrate, right? That's what this is all about, celebrating. But we're also taking some time today to remember the men and women who have served our country with this special Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. And today we're not only playing some great music that's been created through Operation Song for veterans and their families and people like you and I. If you've never been in the military like I've never been in the military, it's good to get a perspective of what some of these folks have gone through, not necessarily in combat, but in their life, what this meant to them, what this has done to them, and how they've come out the other side with a different perspective on so many different things. We're joined today, and we'll talk more with CEO of Operation Song, John Foti, in just a bit. And we'll also talk with Executive Director, Veteran Engagement, Mike Beyer, coming up in just a bit. Mike actually is a singer-songwriter and goes out and performs the song that was written and recorded for him, in fact. And we'll talk more about that. We've got a lot of songs to get to today, and I want to make sure and get to as many as we can. So let's start this segment off with a song called The 1%. This was written by Jamie Floyd and Del Rodriguez. It's performed by Jimmy Thau. Del wanted to actually discuss the difficulty in choosing a career as a soldier, an identity that only 1% of our population chose to serve in the longest conflict in American history. The 1% right now on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song.
God only makes a handful of hearts who can stand back up after falling apart. We signed up for the worst of the worst. Nobody wanted to go. We said, take me first. And then there's a reason we make it through. That's because, yeah, we're built for that too. The 1% is us in more ways than one. The first one's in, the last one's out. We don't break easy, don't back down. We're made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. It is us in more ways than one. I'm the kind of happy that just doesn't happen. Found the kind of love that keeps on lasting. What are the odds I'd be so blessed that everything I lost I get it back again? I didn't know yet, but I'd find out I was the 1% then, just like I am right now. We're the first ones in, the last ones out. We don't break easy, don't back down. We're made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born every kind of war. The 1% is us in more ways than one. Yeah. One out, I don't break easy, don't back down. Made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. The 1% is us and more. It is us in more ways than one.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July on WGBW and WISS.
I can't read between the red ink on the paper. Don't have the means to feed all those in need. I can't lead the lost across paths with the Savior. But I can close my eyes, fold my hands, and hit my knees. And pray for our warriors, for them to come home safe. For all them St. Jude babies to grow up strong and be okay. And for the ones who don't know Jesus, missing out on grace. Remember this, it's never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray. We pray thanks before we eat down at Rudy's Diner. For all them farmers who need a little rain to fall. For that Amber Alert, little girl that they find her. Along with all those missing faces on the Walmart wall. We pray that our glory keeps on waving in the wind. We pray for forgiveness and for all our foreign friends. And for the ones who don't know Jesus, missing out on grace. Remember this, it's never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray. We pray for our warriors, for them to come home safe. Pray for our enemies and that peace will come someday. For the ones who don't know Jesus on their dying day. Remember this, it's never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray. Never too late to pray.
The story of an Army spouse, Kathy Mendoza, and how, while it didn't seem that she had a control over anything going on in her life, the one thing she could do is pray. The song is called Pray. It was written by Phil O'Donnell, Billy Montana, and Kathy Mendoza. This is a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, where we're featuring the music and the stories of veterans in the United States through a great program called Operation Song. And we have two gentlemen with Operation Song today, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement, also a singer-songwriter of his own right, Mike Beyer, is with us. And the CEO of Operation Song, who we met a few weeks ago on Mino and the Mayor show, John Foti.
John, these songs, as we play them, and again, I'm playing them for not just the first time today, but the second or third time as I listen to these songs, very touching to me. Again, I've never served in our military, but having been involved with Bino and the mayor, have learned so much about veterans and what they came home to and some of the struggles they've been through. As an average person who's enjoying this music today, but I know there's tons of other music out there. What's the best way for someone like me to listen to these songs?
Absolute best way to listen to an Operation Song song would be to download our app. It is on the Google Play Store, the Apple Store. The link is right in our website. You can also just pull up the app phone on the App Store on your phone, whatever device you use, and just search Operation Song. We have our own app with our own music that makes it extremely accessible. And we update that weekly in order to ensure that all of the songs and the best songs are getting on there. And we also share our music very broadly on Facebook and through our website as well, too. We have an incredible YouTube page that has really, really powerful stories and videos on there, to include videos of the World War II Preservation Project, which we're executing now, where we write songs with professional songwriters and World War II veterans. And then we create short documentaries to capture those veteran stories as they served in the Second World War, and showcase very often little snips of their song and interviews from the veteran and sometimes their songwriter as well, too. And so we have a few different places that we put it, and we're working on making it more and more accessible over time. It's tough because, unlike most music organizations that might come out with a few songs a quarter and maybe one album every couple of years, we write 170 songs this year. We're on track to write over 200 songs this year. So we have to find good balance in terms of how we distribute those songs so that they're accessible and available for people who want to listen to them.
Mike, you were mentioning when you perform your songs, so you actually go out and perform this song yourself?
I do. Yeah. There's a lot of times we'll, you know, and having worked with Bob Regan, our founder, all these years, there's, you know, a lot of opportunities for us to go out and talk about Operation Song and perform at different places. We've performed at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville for many years. We've been on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman.
What's that like, Mike?
Oh, it's incredible, man. It's, you know, the last big one we did is we played the Ryman last year. And it's just like, I mean, that's like a bucket list right there, you know. You know, it's just really, really cool to do. And we've had a couple other opportunities at the Opry as well. We actually, a couple of our songs, one of the songs was my song, you know, where we actually had the songwriter on the stage of the Opry sing it. And then I had my son next to me, and we kind of had speaking parts, you know, involved in the filming of it on the Opry. You know, so it's been great to have that opportunity. But I typically love the events where we can go and perform, and then of course have the opportunity to interact with the crowd afterwards, because there's always questions. There's always somebody with that, you know, the statement of, "Hey, that's my song," and you know, no, and more opportunities for us to reach out and write, you know, and that's our goal, and that's what we want to do.
Well, Mike and John, I want you guys to both understand how much we appreciate the fact that you're allowing us to have this 3-hour special today, to listen to these great songs, to hear these great stories, and learn more about Operation Song. A very special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July. Stick around, more great songs, more conversation with Mike and John on the way.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. Sharing these songs written by singer-songwriters about and for veterans and their families and folks like you and I to listen and have a better understanding of what some of these men and women went through. Let's get a couple of songs in on this particular segment of the show. Let's listen to The Same War. It's Pete Salas, Jamie Floyd, Cassie and Zach Peterson. And Zach and Cassie's song really talks about the struggle of maintaining a marriage in the military. While the soldier is deployed, the spouse is home fighting her own war. The Same War on Mino and the Mayor.
Six cannons and one mission. Life and death all hang on my decisions. I tell you everything, but I leave a lot out. I do what I have to do to make you proud.
Eight moves, four funerals, one baby. God had to show how strong he made me. I tell you everything, but I leave a lot out. I missed you then just like I miss you now.
My days are long, and your days are long. I have to be strong, and you have to hold on. We're both surrounded, both alone. I've got my battles, you've got yours. Different fights in the same war.
Don't care where we are.
You're the reason that I make it through every single day without you. My days are long, and your days are long, waiting to hear I love you on the phone. Different fights in the same war. The same war. In the same war.
In the same war.
My days are long.
My days are long.
Your days are long.
Your days are long.
Waiting to hear I love you on the phone.
before. In the same war. In the same war.
Sometimes we forget they're fighting the same war. Zach and Cassie's song about the struggle of maintaining a marriage in the military. It is Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July, sharing some great music from Operation Song, and more on Operation Song coming up in a bit. Let's share another song. This one's called The Peacemaker, and Mark Beeson, Andy Elbert, and Gloria Savage. This is Gloria's lessons her mother taught her and how they carried over into her life of service. It's on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song.
Mother used to tell me, treat everybody right. Go to Sunday school and trust in Jesus Christ. Through all the pain and darkness, she never lost her light. She taught me by example and brought these words to life. You can love the sinner but hate the sin. You can hit the wall. There's a fine line between a giver and the taker. To love your enemy, you gotta fight to be a peacemaker. When I look in the mirror, it's like she's staring back at me. They say I look like daddy's side, but that's not who I see. Down beneath the surface is where she left her mark. These words I take at gospel came from my mother's heart. You can love the sinner, but hate the sin. You can hit the wall. There's a fine line between a giver and the taker. To love your enemy, you gotta fight to be a peacemaker. To me, my whole family, how to fight to be a peacemaker, a peacemaker.
Gloria Savage's lessons that her mom taught her and how they carried over into her own life of service, written by Mark Beeson, Andy Elbert, and Gloria Savage, Peacemaker, on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. We are sharing some great stories, some great music, and also the information that you need to know about what Operation Song does, who they are, and how you can help. The first thing you can do is go to operationsong.org. Get more details about Operation Song. Also find the music, more songs than we have today, hundreds of songs for you to listen to. And more importantly, if you feel dedicated, if you feel inspired to help Operation Song tell more stories, go there right now, right? And donate. You can do that right from their website. Again, operationsong.org. This is Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July. I'm Todd Michaels, producer for Mino and the Mayor. We'll be back in just a bit with more music and more from John Foti and Mike Beyer from Operation Song in just a bit.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are ramping up again for money to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Governor Tony Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup.
It could be released today if the Joint Finance Committee wanted to do that. For some reason, they seem that it, in their world, it is more important for them to make no one accountable for this.
Lawmakers are countering that the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin is getting $49 million to boost its biohealth industry. Wisconsin aims to create 30,000 biotech jobs and become a global leader in personalized medicine in the next decade. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Oshkosh police are investigating a homicide Tuesday night. Police were called to the 1000 block of Wisconsin Street for a body lying outside. When they arrived, they found the man had been shot to death. A person of interest has been apprehended. Police are continuing the investigation, but are seeking no additional suspects. What might seem like the most innocent can also be the most dangerous. Green Bay Metro Fire Lieutenant Shauna Wallish says sparklers are some of the most dangerous of the home-use fireworks.
Sparklers are, you know, kind of a hot topic. Sparklers can be really fun, but you got to be really careful with them too. So making sure you have, you know, that fire safety talk with your kids before you hand that over, because it is like handing a blowtorch over to a child.
Wallish said that 25% of firework-related injuries are sparkler-related and occur in children under 5 years old. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 4th of July typically means a big weekend at the summer box office. This year should not disappoint. Opening this weekend is Disney Pixar's Despicable Me 4, which is expected to be the film that finally knocks off Inside Out 2 from the top spot. The most recent installment is pulling a not-quite-fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the franchise has enough street cred with audiences to put the butts in the seats. Despicable Me 4 stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Another highly anticipated opening is Maxine, a film about a young, aspiring actress in 1980s Hollywood that gets drawn into the world of adult films, all while a serial killer haunts the LA streets. If you want to watch a moving picture from the comfort of your own home, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is now available to stream on Netflix. The film is receiving a fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes and has some of the same old cast members, including Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, and has added a fresh face in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Partly cloudy this morning, scattered thunderstorms possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 85, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 65 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high tomorrow near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one, Five?
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 7/31/2024.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Maggie Dawn.
Hope you all are having a fantastic July 4th holiday weekend. Don't worry, I'll be back at it come Monday. You won't want to miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. John and Jim, wish you the very best today. Hopefully you have fun with family and friends and celebrate a little bit, but also remember a little bit about the men and women who have served our country. And that's why we're doing this special Operation Song segment, or this special show on Mino and the Mayor. And we've learned a little bit about Operation Song and what it is. You can get more details if you go to operationsong.org. Speaking with me today as we share this great music that's been written by veterans and these singer-songwriters from Nashville primarily, we're being joined by Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song, and John Foti, who's the CEO of Operation Song. But John, this really started with Bob Regan. Can you, he's the one who got this all in motion. Can you tell me what the catalyst was for Bob? Why did he decide that there was a need for Operation Song?
So Bob was invited to start doing Armed Forces tours, which, you know, there's a component of the Department of Defense that has discretionary funds that they can use to basically bring fun and freedom, talent, artists, songwriters across the world in order to entertain, inspire, encourage, very famously, right, many celebrities like the Keith Urbans and the Toby Keiths will go on these tours. Sometimes, you know, there's a few different brands of them. The USO does kind of very similar events, but separate than Armed Forces tours. And so Bob Regan just started going and doing these shows for troops. And of course, you get to interact with them before and after the show, and you're always talking to them. And he just learned that they had incredible stories to tell, right? And songwriters are so naturally gifted storytellers that I think Bob Regan had felt over those years that that process would be incredible to build an organization around. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, Bob Regan took his own time and money, right? Which of course, as a famous songwriter himself, his time is incredibly valuable. And for him to donate that to the organization to start serving veterans and their families is incredibly powerful. And so for him, it was about the initial stories he would hear from veterans on those tours that inspired him to want to start this organization, invest his own time and money, and serve more veterans around the country.
As you were saying, you're on track to maybe do 200 songs this year alone. It's, I mean, you guys have so much going on. What kind of crew are you working with at Operation Song? How many people do you got putting all this stuff together?
So right now we have a team of five.
Wow.
And a songwriter core of around 100, but it tends to be between 15 and 30, you know, on any given quarter or year that do the bulk of that lift, right? Some songwriters are more accessible based off of their schedule and their, you know, because a lot of them tour, they perform shows, they have actual publishing deals where they have to write a certain amount of songs on Music Row every year. So they stay incredibly busy and they all have different availability to meet and write with a veteran because that process could take 4 or 5 hours and then scheduling on the front side and backside with our team. We have a board of directors of 12 and a large volunteer corps through our alumni program that gives veterans an ongoing opportunity to interact with other alumni of the program to include the peer support component of getting on the backside of this program and being able to interact with other alumni, other veterans and their families that have gone through this extremely powerful program. And so between staff, volunteers, and board members, we are getting bigger every year, of course. And as we write more and more songs, that group of alumni nationwide continues to grow.
It's absolutely amazing. Let's get to some more music. This is a combo written song here. Jamie Floyd, Nate Dodson, Corey Ron, Brandon Tanner, Damon Gooch. It's performed by Jimmy Thoe. And it's a group of veterans that got together. They wanted to write a song about how they view the American flag they fought to protect. What the flag is for on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
The flag is for freedom, for each and every one, for waking up each morning and doing what you love. The flag is for fighting somewhere far away with my brothers and my sisters to keep you safe. The flag is more than red, white, and blue. It's united we will stand, and divided we will lose.
about the cause, because they heard the call and weren't afraid to stand their ground against anything. I believe the flag is more than red, white, and blue. It's why we stand up on our feet and pledge through and through. It's flying high above this land. It's the highest honor folded up, put in a mother's hands. So just think about it. Those they lost who aren't here anymore. When you think about what the flag is for. Let us always remember what the flag is for.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS.
Fighting who I am and the man that I can't change. I've laid my weapons down, but still I'm fighting every day. From a uniform to a suit and tie, from Kabul to the Tennessee countryside. Oh, how do I go from that life to this life?
From never being alone to always missing you. You're out there changing the world, well, mine is changing too. From the three of us to just me and her, to knowing you're waiting on the word. Oh, it hurts to go from that life to this life.
This life will break your heart, surprise you with the hardest part, ask you to be stronger than you think you are. How do I take this hurting me and let it be a memory? I guess I'll take it one day at a time. Go from that life to this life.
We both have battle scars, and all they are is proof
of how we survived. I made my way back to you. Being scared to death, to coming back to life. We could have given up a million times. This life will break your heart, surprise you with the hardest part, ask you to be stronger than you think you are. How do I take this hurting me and let it be a memory? I guess I'll take it one day at a time. Go from that life to this life. It's been one hell of a ride, from that life to this life. From being
scared to death to coming back to life. We could have given up at least a million times.
Another powerful song outlining the difficulties the military places on families and marriages. This Life, written by Pete Salas, Jamie Floyd, and Carrie and Josh Brenneman. This is Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. From Operation Song, we have CEO John Foti with us, and also the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement, Mike Beyer, is with us as well. John or Mike or both of you, my question now is, when it comes to getting the stories, who makes that first connection? Is it the veteran? Is it a family member? How does the whole process seem to start?
It varies. You know, with our virtual program that we have, most of the time those are individual veterans that are reaching out. But with all of our partners across the country, those veterans, you know, it takes a little bit of twisting of the arm sometimes from our partners out there, because they know their community. So, like, say we go to New York, you know, we don't try to search the community for veterans. We go to our partners and say, hey, this is how many songwriters we're going to bring up this time. You know, can you find this many veterans? And they'll get to work on it because they know those veterans in their community. They know who can use it the most. And more times than not, the veteran, you know, they're kind of like, I don't know about this, because I was the same way. You know, they're not sure they want to do it. And so it takes a little bit of coaxing sometimes. But I can tell you, you know, Bob Regan, we always joke, and he says, you know, it never doesn't work. You know, so you'll see a veteran coming in the morning or a family member, and they've got this, you know, you can see on their face, they're skeptical or not sure what to expect. But as you go through the day, you know, they're smiling, they're happy. And at the end of the day, they're just blown away when they hear their song, you know? So to answer your question, it varies, but, most of the time the veterans are, you know, they come through our partner organizations.
Mike, I would assume that some of the songwriters actually have some experience being veterans, but some don't. How did they cross that line and get to an understanding of how to tell these stories?
I tell you, having our songwriters, and I tell our songwriters this all the time, I'm like, there are no dumb questions, you know? But the fact that they ask every, you know, if I sat down, you know, as a songwriter, if I sat down with a veteran and he started talking, he or she, they would start throwing out terminology and saying things that I would understand and wouldn't, you know, and I wouldn't question them about or ask them to go deeper into. But the songwriters, you know, like you said, they don't have that understanding of the military or deployments or things like that. So they ask every question they can, and it really starts to, you know, open the veteran up, and they talk more and they explain more. And, you know, usually after about probably an hour of talking, you know, people get comfortable and they start talking about what's important. And that's when the songwriter's like, all right, now we got a hook. Now we're going to write this thing, you know, and it's magic the way it happens. But, you know, our songwriters are so incredibly talented. You know, we talked a little bit about them earlier. It's just that, you know, they come into this and they don't have to create, they don't have to come into it with ideas. You know, they don't have to write for the radio about dirt truck, you know, tailgates and dirt roads and things like that. You know, they're coming into this with somebody who probably has an album's worth of stories, you know. And they simply have to just help the veteran put it together, put it into a format, a verse, a chorus, a melody. And it's an amazing process, but always works.
Mike Beyer and John Foti. More with them, more about Operation Song, and more great songs and stories to share on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. Don't go anywhere. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This 4th of July salute is brought to you by Gill Liquor. Gill Liquor is proud to honor Americans from every walk of life and generation who served their country when duty called. As we celebrate Independence Day, let us pause to remember all that America's veterans have done to preserve freedom. Gill Liquor would like to thank our members of the armed forces. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. with a great selection of beer, wine, and alcohol. That's Gill Liquor, 1117 Commercial Street in Neenah.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you?
Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this July 4th. OperationSong.org is the website. You can get more details on the organization. You can hear all the music that's been written with the help of the veterans and the singers, songwriters. And you can also find details on how you can donate to make sure this program continues and more stories of our veterans are told through song. We'll speak more with Mike Beyer and John Foti from Operation Song in just a bit. More music now, though, from Doug Gill and Nate Castillo. Nate talks about the difficulty of incorporating back into civilian life after years of training as an Army Ranger and coming home from war. This one's called How Do I Turn It Off? Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
There's a buzz I always hear in my head, not in my ears. It's the sound of war, the sound of danger, the siren song of an Army Ranger. How do I turn it off? How do I make it right? Leave one life behind me and learn how to sleep at night. All that training, trying to be the best soldier that I can. How do I turn it off and learn to be that good of mine? Tell me now, how do I turn it off? There's a peaceful place, soft and warm. It's on your pretty face, in your arms. The strength of your love, it gives me purpose, and the nagging fear, I don't deserve it. How do I turn it on? How do I make it right? Leave one life behind me and learn how to sleep tonight. All that training, trying to be the best soldier that I can. How do I turn it off and learn to be that good man? Tell me now, how do I turn it off? Leave behind the warrior. Let my tender side shine through. How do I make myself the man I need to be for you? How do I turn it off? How do I make it right? Leave one life behind me and learn how to sleep at night. All that training, trying to be the best soldier that I can. How do I turn it off and learn to be that good a man? Tell me now, how do I turn it off? Ooh, how do I turn it off? How do I turn it off?
This is a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July on WGBW and WISS.
I jumped in a beat-up Buick with Earl Ray and Bobby Mack. Don't know if I'll ever find that bar, but I know I wanna go back. We danced with the South Philly ladies on an Auger hot couch. Tammy and Cheryl had
We had a different neighbor at the outside. They smile and they don't ask questions. Might not even send you a bill. When they serve up love and affection down in Rosie's Bar and Grill. Earl Ray lost his hand in case, had some shrapnel that never came out. Tammy looked past the scars and stole his heart when she kissed him right on the mouth. They smile and they don't ask questions. Might not even send you a bill. When they serve up love and affection down at Rosie's Bar and Grill. They smile and I don't ask questions. Might not even send you a bill. When they serve up love and affection down at Rosie's Bar and Grill. It goes down at Rosie's Bar and Grill. Hey, hey.
That is Rosie's Bar and Grill, written by Bill DeLuigi and Terry Gold. It's a song about Terry's time with his friends in the Philadelphia VA after an injury he sustained during Vietnam. Really hope you're enjoying this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. We're calling it Operation Song. We're naming it as a tribute to the organization that tells the stories of our military veterans through songs, one song at a time. And if you'd like more details on Operation Song, it's easy. All you have to do is go to their website, operationsong.org. Get details, listen to the music anytime you want, and donate so that this service can continue. We've got more from Mike Beyer and John Foti of Operation Song and another hour of great music on the way on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is the 4th of July. We are off, but we do have a specially curated best of special for you tomorrow. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago. This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.